Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hello there, and you join us here today to find out the perfect watch for you if you're a student or an apprentice. That means they've got to be cheap and they've got to be good. Join me on the 11th of November at 3 p.m. for a talk at the Watch Pro Salon. If you want to come, you can get 25% off tickets. Link in the description below. Tom, do you remember your days as a student, eating ramen, sleeping on a friend's couch, and not doing a whole lot of studying?
Yes, it got me where I am today.
So, Tom, what I thought we would do today is go back through all of the different courses we wished we had studied and the careers that we wish we had pursued, and find a watch suitable for a student budget in that particular field. I believe you had great aspirations of becoming an architect, so sorry, but why don't you start with that?
Absolutely, yeah. There were no courses for podcast sidekickery at the time, but architect is a noble field, and the chosen profession of many a love interest in a rom-com. What better watch for an architect than a micro brand from Germany? This is a Sternglass Naus. So design is very much at the heart of architecture. Technical drawing, planning, all that stuff. All the sort of things that you would associate with a good German wristwatch. So this is Sternglass. Watches designed with passion in Hamburg. And this watch has a very striking Bauhaus design. Just by word association alone, it's the perfect timepiece for an architect because Bauhaus translates from German to building house. So there you go. This is the Sternglass Naus. It's polished 316L steel with a sapphire crystal and a Ronda quartz movement inside. 38mm, and it's a very form follows function approach. Nothing distracting about it. Very clear lines, bright white and legible, discreet and versatile. You know, all the hallmarks of a good Bauhaus building. £189. So, not going to take a big chunk of your student loan on the first day. Really cool watch.
As crisp as an award-winning concrete block that an architect would deem a home, the rest of us who actually have to live there would disagree. Tom, moving on to perhaps the course that I would have chosen had it been around at the time. This is computer science. And I have chosen for the budding computer scientist a watch that is incredibly well suited. This is the Niwa Lunokhod, which is an evolution of the Nixie watch that uses little gas tubes there to indicate the time. It's very, very hard to read. So it works as such. You have two rows of glowing tubes. The first is the first digit and the second is the second. So if it's 12 o'clock, the first row will read 1 and the second row will read 2. Then when you get to the minutes, you'll do it all over again. If the first row reads 3, it's 30 something. If the second row reads 4, it's 34 minutes. And then you get the seconds as well.
Huh?
So the process of reading this watch is incredibly slow and incredibly painstaking, just like computer science. So these are the kinds of guys who have the patience for this stuff and will probably enjoy the facts and feel a little smug that they're the only people who know how to do it and how the rest of the world is doomed with their jobs that will be inevitably taken over by AI. Think of this watch, Tom, like the Razer of the olden days. Lots of colourful little lit displays. This is how they used to do it back in the day before LED technology. It's an incredibly overly complicated way of communicating for $420.
Razer? What, do you mean like the Motorola?
No, the company that makes those illuminated keyboards and stuff.
Righto. So, what about a student of agriculture? As a student of such, you'll be getting your hands on at a farm or dairy farm. So you're going to need a watch that is mud resistant and indeed milk resistant. And what better choice than the G-Shock Mudmaster? So dirt and mud resistant, you know, the construction of this watch is really bulky and it's sort of designed to keep out soil and debris and rubble from getting into the watch. So, yeah, if you're, you know, working the land and digging trenches for farm pipes for irrigation or what have you, then you're going to need massive amounts of mud resistance. It's really big and easy to read with a big digital display, ultra strong. You've got the carbon core technology there. Solar powered to soak up all that lovely daylight savings that farmers need so much. 200 meters of milk resistance, barometer function with display to indicate weather patterns will be handy, and just a buttload of other features that would be useful to someone who's in the field all day operating heavy machinery. G-Shock, built to explore regardless of the territory, environment or situation at hand, and available in three bold colors for £349.
I would like to point out, to avoid confusion with dairy farmers, the appropriate watch to go for is the Mudman and not the Milkman. That is actually aimed at an entirely different industry.
Yeah, sure.
Tom, let's say your career takes you in the direction of education in engineering and technology. And I'm talking about proper hands-on building stuff that goes bzzz and has those two balls with the electricity going through it. You know, like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
If you are going to be working with those sorts of things, you're going to need a watch that can handle it. And no better watch is there to do that than the Farah Kalay in Verde Green. This is a pilot's watch, but don't let that confuse you, because actually what we're looking at here is the functionality of the pilot's watch in 39.5mm across 11.5mm thick steel with a very easy to read California dial. Got the Roman numerals up top and the Arabic down below. This watch has a very clever function. Any engineer or technologist will be very much in awe of the work of Mr. Faraday, who discovered that electricity can't get you if you are hiding inside his self-titled cage. And this watch has one of those, a soft iron core, which is ISO 764 certified to 500 Gauss. What does that mean? It means that when you inevitably become a nefarious supervillain, you will have your watch protected from all of that wild electricity that's flying about all over the place. Not only that, the upside is that you have a very pretty looking watch for £780.
Interesting. I wonder if Farah do one with like a Van de Graaff machine as well, because that'd be fun. Anyway, next, I'm pitching a watch to a student of the arts. This is a Timex times the Met. So when you show up for your art course, you're going to need a bit of art history strapped on your wrist. I think that's how it works. Timex have released a line of watches that feature iconic artworks from the Met collection, gracing the dial and straps, like this Van Gogh self-portrait with a straw hat on a 40mm Timex Easy Reader. So if you like to see the bold brushstrokes and vibrant colours of one of the great masters every time you check the time, then forget about it. Or perhaps you want the precision of a T80 digital Timex harmoniously combined with the majesty of Hakusai's Great Wave. Timex has got you covered again. I quite often say to you, Andrew, don't I, that Edo-era woodblock prints and 80s-style gold digital watches aren't put together enough in modern watchmaking. So it's great to see Timex finally necessitate that need.
You do say that more than I'm comfortable with.
So, yeah, those two are the five watches in the line. The other three I'm not really familiar with. Not famous enough artworks for me. But anyway, it's £100 for Vinci and £110 for Wavy.
If none of these catch your fancy, then there is, I believe, going to be a follow-up collection with Timex with the National Gallery, and it is going to be dedicated to paintings we should probably give back. Tom, were you someone with a business mind and you had all the intention of ending up being at the top of a very large global scandal of crashing markets? Perhaps you would be attending a business studies course to learn how it's done. For that kind of person, I would direct you towards a Seiko 5 SRPE60. This is a 40mm watch, 11.5mm thick in steel, even though it looks like steel and gold. And that's part of the fun of this watch. Because when you're in business, it's all about your watch.
Mm-hmm.
Business deals are made and broken based on the watch that your opponent is wearing. You judge them very much by the caliber of the watch. Patek Philippe is too far, perhaps Omega's not far enough, but Rolex, you know that person knows exactly what they're doing. And it needs to be steel and gold, Tom, because steel is a bit too everyday. Solid gold is just too flashy. Steel and gold is right down the middle. This person, they're successful, but they're not greedy. See, so much business is done without even a single word being uttered, and I think it's a very good idea to get ahead of that game with this Seiko. But thankfully, it isn't actually steel and gold, it is just coated, and so it will only cost you £290. I think this watch is a great and affordable entry into your future as the next Patrick Bateman.
Yeah, I think a steel and gold-coloured Seiko is appropriate for a student of business. It's what the Padawan learner of Wall Street should wear, isn't it? Before they get promoted to the a-hole with the AP that will inevitably crash the property market. From business to the other end of the curriculum, we've got philosophy. If you're a philosophy student, you're going to want the Mr. Jones, the Acura Mechanical, because this watch is a humble watch. Humble like a philosophy student, but it features one of those wonderful things, a memento mori, which is the object designed to remind us that life is brief and that we should seize the moment while we are here. So on this watch, it features a metal hand that reads remember and a minute hand that reads you will die, and that reads most legibly at 9:15. So I think this is perfect because if you're a philosophy student or psychology or psychiatry, any of those kind of fields, then the remember you will die mantra is like the have you tried turning it on and off again for philosophy students. It just is perfect for any argument, any dissertation. Just put that at the end and you're gold. Works for any situation. But also, I think this is probably a great watch for any student. If you're starting to feel the pressure, if you've got deadlines looming, and then just remember you will die and it won't matter. Stainless steel, 40mm, 50 metres of water resistance, and a Swiss-made automatic movement for £545.
If you've been affected by anything you have seen on this particular watch, please visit mrjoneswatches.com.
Really makes you think.
Tom, one of the great battlefields in the modern world, I believe, is the courtroom. And the gladiators of our time are indeed the lawmen and women who do battle, not with swords, Tom, but with words and scandal. And my understanding of a lot of this comes from Hollywood, so bear with me. Now, I believe that a good lawyer should look serious. They got to know what they're doing, but they can't look flashy. They can't look like they're taking advantage of their clients and making too much money. And in fact, your client must find you approachable and fair and likable, but your opponent must know that you absolutely mean business and that there is no room for quarter. So in spending £289 to achieve that look in just a wristwatch, I ended up with the Orient Bambino 38mm, and I will tell you why. Because not only is it clean and crisp and absolutely very, very concise, there is no fat on this watch to trim, it is all about business, but it is also very quiet and revered and luxurious, but in a laid-back kind of way, so you know that it's done this before and done it incredibly well. Also, the other reason is I think I saw a watch that looked just like this in Suits, and the logo kind of looks a bit legal, don't you think? It kind of got a legal vibe to it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you type in Justice Lion into Google and search images, you will get really close to this logo.
I really hope that show gets greenlit, Justice Lion.
We can only hope.
Solving cases and mauling faces.
Yeah. He's the main man that takes pride in the law. How about that?
That's amazing. Okay, mental note. I need to write that down, Justice Lion. Okay, go on you go.
So business students have got their steel and gold Seiko, but what about finance and accounting? So they're not getting all the glory on the trading floor of Wall Street. They're getting their hands dirty in like bank vaults and savings accounts, like physically inside savings accounts. In much like a builder would have a pencil behind his ear, the accountant has a Casio calculator strapped to his wrist, you know, to do percentages, you know, on the fly at any given time. So, yeah, so it's a Casio watch. This is the Casio calculator watch. It's a perennial favourite since the 1980s. Splash resistant, plus minus 30 seconds of accuracy per month. An 8-digit calculator, which should be enough for your first year in accounting. It's got 0, 1, 2, plus minus 3, and the others, available in gold, silver, and gunmetal to complement any wardrobe or accounting team. £64.90, or make 3 payments of £21.63 with Klarna. Click the link to learn more.
Ooh,
little plug for Klarna there.
It's the perfect watch for an accountant because it's got that 80s vibe. And I do believe that the way accounting is done in those spreadsheets is very much like Tron. Maths battles will ensue.
Sure.
For our last watch, Tom, we're talking about the people who work in medicine, from your nurses to your doctors to your cobbler-togetherers of body parts found in graveyards.
The unsung heroes.
All of them have an interest in the human body and making it better again, which is obviously to be commended.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going with this? So I have chosen for this plucky group of people a Ferlin Mary Nero Sabia. This is a 38mm chronograph in steel. The movement is mecha quartz, which keeps the price down to just 555 Swiss francs. And you might be wondering, why have I chosen this? Well, the eagle-eyed will have spotted something around the dial, a pulsometer. That is used for the measuring of someone's pulse. So if all the equipment goes down, if the zombie apocalypse has taken over, you still have the ability to measure someone's pulse, which is the basic need of any medical professional, because why do the medicine if their pulse is gone? Simple. That is 101 medicine right there. That might be the reason you think I've chosen this watch, and it is a great side benefit, but actually the reason I've chosen it is because when you get into medicine, after you've cleared the crippling debt and you are now making a huge amount of money doing plastic surgery in Hollywood, you will have enough money to actually buy a vintage 1930s Patek Philippe upon which this is modelled. And I think it's a good opportunity while you're doing that study to remind yourself, as you amass your $500,000 to $1 million worth of debt, what it is you're aiming for all the way down the line, because it isn't going to be making people better. Have you met people? They're awful. It's going to be that 1930s vintage Patek.
Yeah, and I think for all our students, it's, you know, when you graduate, it's Pateks all round, isn't it? So, but these watches should tide you over while you're studying.
I believe the little scroll that you get at the end is actually bound together with a Patek.
It definitely is.
Well, there you have it. Different professions, students and apprentices, and the affordable watches we think they should wear. Let me know down in the comments below if you think there are any other professions that deserve to be treated with an affordable watch. And please don't forget to sign up for November the 11th, the Watch Pro Salon, to come and see me perform live. Tickets in the description below, 25% off. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.